And the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship now. Cork and Clare will be battling it out for the Liam McCarthy Cup in Croke Park this Sunday. They last met in a final in 2013. Then Clare beat Cork by 2 goals. Our Gaelic Games correspondent Marty Morrissey is where else but Clare this morning, where he's been speaking to two of the players from that 2013 title-winning team.
Yes, a very good morning and welcome to County Clare, where there's huge excitement, a huge demand for tickets as the Clare people really celebrate and look forward to going to Croke Park on Sunday. I'm joined by two of the stars from the 2013 All-Ireland winning side, the last team for Clare to win the All-Ireland. That's Colm Galvin and Colin Ryan. 11 years later, lads, does it bring back lots of memories, evoke many, many thoughts of what it was like heading to Croke Park on All-Ireland Hurling Final Day?
Yeah, I'm sure. Like when you look back at the symmetry of it all, really being Clare and Cork again is quite a unique experience. And I suppose not having been even to an All Ireland final, not alone win one since then, it is strange. But there's a full generation that have missed out on it. You know, there's 10-year-olds who haven't seen Clare win or get to an All Ireland. So I think it's only really in the last couple of days, when the ticket fiasco and everything else like that, people are kind of just calming down now and starting to enjoy and look forward to the weekend and things like this with the previews and stuff like that. It's brilliant. So the place is starting to lift off, I think, a small bit. I think people are starting to plan their trip the weekend and starting to look forward to it all, but we don't get to them enough, so we have to cherish them and you have to enjoy them, and I think the Clare people are starting to do that now.
As you look back at Colm Galvin, I mean, what are your outstanding memories of All-Ireland Hurling Final Day? Not once indeed, but twice you got to play, because Cork Clare in 2013 went to a replay.
I suppose it was just the buzz around Dublin when we got up there. The train up, I thought we had a lot of crack, and it was something that I didn't take in as much as I probably should have back then. But I suppose those little things that you miss is the buzz going into Croke Park and the crowd, and just the amount of people outside with Clare jerseys on was unbelievable to see, and something that I always cherish anyway.
You know, I mean, your own children now, they probably don't know that you played hurling for Clare or won an All-Ireland for Clare. Do they believe that when they see the excitement now, that Dad was there once?
I don't think he actually does. Like, he's seven, like, and anytime I still meet Tony or Shane on the street and we're chatting and I go, do you know who this is? And sure he does, like, but he's like, how do you know them, Dad? Like, you know, it's like there's a few pictures at home that remind him, and he's starting to watch a few of the games and stuff like that. But I don't think he's prepared for 82,000 people in Croke Park on Sunday. You know, we're lucky enough to be able to bring him up. So Louise has to stay at home and mind the lads. Thankfully, she'll do that. So we'll bring him up. It'll be some experience. And like he saw 42,000 people, but I think 82,000 people will take his breath away a small bit. It's unbelievable to be able to bring him there now this time.
Absolutely. You still have a family connection, because Ian, of course, is part, an integral part of this Clare team. So what's it like having a younger brother on the team?
Yeah, it's brilliant, to be honest, Joe. For him to be able to go out and experience what I experienced and Colin did back then, it's great. And, you know, it's great for my family at home, and they're really excited for him. And, you know, he's although he's coming off the bench, he's making a massive impact. And, you know, sometimes that can be a hard job too, and you have to perform when you come off the bench, but he's taking a new stride and he's doing really well. So, look, Clara have 5 on the panel at the moment, you know, but John and Ian are mainly on the panel. But there's a massive buzz around Clara at the moment, you know, and everyone's behind him, and it's just great to see.
Back then, of course, the two big names, apart from the two of you, was Tony Kelly and Shane O'Donnell. And Shane O'Donnell, as a 19-year-old, came on in that All-Ireland final and scored, whatever it was, 3-3. He still plays an integral part in Sunday's game against Cork.
More important, I think, than what he was back then. You know, I think what happened back then was testament, I suppose, to what came afterwards with him. You know, that free nature, unique character. But, like, I think you have to give credit to John Conlon, you know, David McInerney, Tony and Shane, you know, to stay going. Peter was around the panel that time too. Like, it's, you know, to stay going 11 years later and to still be the most important players that they have is absolutely credit to them. And, you know, they'll be a driving force, I'm sure, on Sunday. And, like, having that experience of them being around the place and experiencing All-Ireland Final Day with Bugs and obviously Brian Lohan and, you know, lads who have experienced it, is great for the camp, you know, to have, you know, them little nuggets of information that they, you know, could take in, like what Colm said, take in the crowd, enjoy it, you know, cherish it, and then focus on the game, you know. So that'll be great for them.
Brian Lohan and this Clare team have brought great pride again back to the county. But in terms of the match analysis, do you believe that Clare can beat Cork on Sunday?
I do. Look, I firmly believe that Shane O'Donnell is probably the best player in the country at the moment. He brings everyone around in beside him into the game. He's just playing out of his skin at the moment. And not alone that, I just think the fight, they're going behind the games, they're coming back. The fight and belief they have, it's been instilled by Brian, you know, and the backroom team. Likes of Bugs, he's been there, he's seen it all. So look, I really do firmly believe they can. But look, it'll be one of those days where something's going to go wrong, but it's how you change and how you adapt to that that's going to really matter.
Well, I know you don't normally get up at this hour of the morning, but I want to thank you both, Colin Galvin and Colin Ryan, for joining us in Morning Ireland. And tomorrow morning, we'll be talking to some Cork lads about their perspective on the All-Ireland Hurling Final. So from all of us in Clare, it's back to you in studio.
And as Marty was saying, we'll hear from him again tomorrow morning.